Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
We started a story about when you were a missionary in St. Petersburg, Russia. You had an opportunity to see Rembrandt's masterpiece, The Return of the Prodigal Son, which is awesome. Tell that story and your experience.
Rembrandt's famous masterpiece of The Return of the Prodigal Son is that picture of when the son who had, you know, gone off to Vegas and squandered everything on prostitutes and loose living and all that, and he comes running home, and the father runs to him and embraces him. And Rembrandt paints this beautiful picture of the heart of God. And remember, Jesus told this story when many Pharisees were saying, "Why are you hanging out with all these prostitutes and tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus tells them the story of how God the Father is like that. So imagine if one day you were at the Hermitage Museum where this famous masterpiece hangs, and you're walking out back, and there in a dumpster, you see a painting, but it's covered in mud. It's stained and it's worn, and you realize this is Rembrandt's famous painting of the prodigal son. Now, here's a question. Would you treat it like trash? Would you treat it like mud? It's muddy, it's stained, it's torn. Or would you realize that even though it's damaged, this is still worth millions and millions of dollars because it's an original? It's from the hands of the master. And we all know, we would intuitively just know this is worth way more than it looks right now. And we would take it carefully to a master who could restore it to its original value. Now the question is, if we could see through the mud to the masterpiece in a painting, can we do the same in a human being? Can we see the masterpiece God created under the mud, or do we just see the mud of their sin or their stain or whatever's wrong? And they can pick up on our attitude and what we see, what we focus on. So that's the first question of whether we're actually more like Jesus or more like the Pharisees. And again, it's a continuum. We, you know, we grow and we change. But ideally, we want to be more like Jesus. Well, I believe that Jesus could see, he saw the masterpiece. He didn't focus on the mud. And proof of this, Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, it says, "For by grace we've been saved, set right with God, through faith. It's not of ourselves. None of us can boast about it. It's a gift from God." But then it goes on to say, "For we are God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works that he planned for us long ago." So stop and think about that. In God's eyes, before you were ever born, he saw who he created you to be. And it's beautiful. It's a masterpiece created in his image.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.